Living in my ideal body is a very special thing to do. Living in my ideal body is a very special thing to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Living in my ideal body is the right thing to do. How can we live in our ideal body? Well, we live in our ideal body by having every thought we think about our body being ideal. Every thought I think about my body, I think it's whole and perfect. Whenever my body talks to me and says, "Hey, you stressed me a little," I say, "I am peace. I am peace. I'm whole and perfect. I am peace. All is in divine order. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic." Now, truly, we talked often about the stem cells, and the stem cells are in our body waiting to be told what to do. Just from our brain alone, 10,000 new stem cells come marching along saying, "Hey, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I'm here. I've joined this wonderful body. I've joined this wonderful army. I've joined this wonderful chorus. Now tell me what song I'm to sing." And so we sing to our new stem cells. We say, "Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard, my wonderful new stem cells. Welcome. Your undifferentiation. You're waiting for me to tell you what to be. Well, boys and girls, I tell you, you're whole and perfect. I tell you, you're ideal. I tell you, you're wonderful. I tell you, you're marvelous. I tell you, you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I tell you that all the time. And whenever I stub my toe, I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. I immediately say, all is in divine order. I immediately tell myself that whatever happens in my life, it is good and very good. Whatever takes place in my world, it's good and very good. Now, this is not something I do on purpose, or this is not something I do at a specific time of the day. It's not something that I do when I want to bring about balance and harmony in my life. It's something that I have 100% of the time in my thought. 100% of the time in my thinking, I am always thinking, "I like me, I like me, I like me. I got a wonderful body." Yes, you undifferentiated cells, go to work and be your whole and perfect self. Bring wholeness into every area of my body. It's already there, I know. But you bring your degree of wholeness. You bring your degree of wonder and magic. And as you bring that degree of purity and integrity into my body, you're not bringing something new. You're merely revealing that which is already there. You're revealing me, the ideal man, the ideal being that's always been there and always will be there. You're expressing me in every perfect, beautiful, fantastic way. But this is not something that I can expect to happen. This is not something I can expect to take care of itself. I have to always keep my thoughts 100% aware that I am fantastic, glorious, marvelous right now. I keep my thoughts always aware of it. I tell myself as I drive my car, I'm the ideal chauffeur. I'm just giving myself a little reminder that I am the ideal chauffeur, and however an ideal chauffeur drives, that's how I drive. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Now, that's what I am. That's what I have always and always will be, and it's not something new, but I remind myself. I remind the stem cells, go to work on being my original purity and integrity. Go to work on expressing my ideal quality of self. Go to work on being my immortality. I live forever in the allness of all. And as I live forever in the allness of all, I often think, well, if I live forever in the allness of all, I sure should remember some of my past lives. I should remember some of my past experiences. Well, I don't remember them because they're not past. They're not something that I had. It's something that I am. I always am that purity. I always am that goodness. I always am that right action. I always am that love. I always am that allness. Right now I am that. And I'll be that in perpetuity. I'll be that forever. I claim it. Now, I'm a man, and I'm always a man. Wherever I go, I'm a man. Now, if I don't claim it, and if I don't act like it, then people might think I'm an animal, or they might think that I'm another person, or they might think that I'm something else. But I claim the truth about me at all times. And claiming the truth about me at all times, I express the truth about me at all times. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say this at all times. Not because I want to be that way, but because that's the way I am. And I'm always reminding myself that that's the way I am. That's my original purity and integrity. That's the reality of who I am. I'm always reminding myself and saying, I am that I am. When I say I am that I am, I say I'm God, God I am, then I am living from that focus. I'm living from that point of view. When I'm saying I love me, I love me, I love me, then that's what I do. When I say I like me, I like me, I like me, then that's what I do. Now, my eyes allow me to send out into the world that picture of who I am. And wherever I send it, that's what I see. I see my ideal self. I see my ideal self everywhere. And I see in every person my ideal self, my ideals. I see in every person my values. I see in every person my life. And it is a wonderful, beautiful life because it's being born new every single day, every single instant of the day. Every single moment, my stem cells are percolating out and bringing forth newness, wholeness, right action. Whatever appearances of the apparent past may be, they're gone now, because only the truth of my reality is there. I live my reality. The temporary experiences that I have from time to time don't mean a thing. They're just temporary. They're just there as a temporary illusion that comes and goes according to my thought. Now, as I keep my thought 100% on my reality, as I keep my thought 100% on just who and what I am, and I tell myself again and again and again, I like me, I like me, I like me, then my world is filled with 100% of the values that I have for myself. And I feel so uplifted, so good. I feel so completely enfolded in the rapture of joy and peace and harmony. Yes, living a happy life is an every moment experience. For if I ever allow myself to digress away from my happy experience, then that's my experience. If I ever allow myself to think I am less than absolute, perfect, and whole in all ways, then that's what I am, just for that moment. And that's enough to be not very satisfactory or not very beneficial. My work as being a human being is an every moment job. My work as being a divine being, that's what I am. There's nothing to it. But if I want to live in the human world, I choose to take my divinity totally wherever I am in the human world. I take my divinity and wrap it in all that I think that I am and all the pictures that I see, the beautiful landscapes, the beautiful housing, the beautiful people, all are my expression of my love. All are my expressions of my unconditional love. Now, as being a divine person, I have no unconditional love. I have no love. I have no non-love. I am the all. And as a divine person, that's cool. But I choose to walk around this earth as a human person. But I choose to be untouched by the world about me. Rather, I choose to touch the world about me by my thought. I choose to touch the world about me by my every moment thought. I choose to touch the world about me through the eyes that I see, all as a reference of what's going on inside of me. Now, inside of me, I am divine. Outside of me, I'm human. And if I can always live inside of me, I will always live in the wholeness and purity and goodness that I am. It's my choice, but it's an every moment choice. It's my choice, and it's something that I do for myself every moment of my life. Join me in this wonderful adventure, in this grand experience of the human living from its divine reality, and the human forgetting its human and being always divine. Kind of interesting to play with these words and these ideas, but play with them indeed. We are doing it every moment of our life, and we want to do it in all of the joy, the harmony, the peace, and all of the reality of who we are, for that's the truth, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.